clock blockers. Like that John Cena movie.
Yes.
It's a lot of cars.
Yeah. I like that you're going to the playlist right out of the gate today.
Yeah, that's, I just, I fucking, the nightmare needs to fucking continue, and that's it.
All right. The nightmare continues. Ooh, secret route.
Yeah. There's too many cars for that stop sign. You can always whip it through here. I did that Spotify fucking pretty graphics about your data thing that's been going around.
Oh no.
It's a real fucking travesty. Yeah. Hey, your to this here is Genie in a Bottle.
Oh man.
And like the Minecraft parody. It's the best one though.
Because I used Spotify to learn Hmong's.
Oh, yeah.
When I was joining the band, yeah. So.
That's how my last FM got kind of fucked up. I was like, oh, we gotta play a live show. I need to listen to these songs a bunch. Or I'm fucking gonna see if it's right or not.
The answer to that question is always the bass is not hard enough.
Yeah.
The bass must always be harder.
Yeah. But you just can't keep turning the knob up. Like, eventually you've turned the knob all the way up.
You just gotta get more knobs.
You have to figure out, like, okay, well, if we turn this knob down, we can turn this knob up more. And that's why I don't mix or master anything, because that's my complete understanding of it. Is this something you have to turn down to turn it up? You gotta get down to get up.
Yes. No, I think that's a sound philosophy.
Yeah. That's my gas station philosophy. You gotta get down to get up. That's why we're gonna go to the gas station.
Okay.
To get gas, and also to get up. To tag my name in the bathroom.
Some sick two-color throw-ups in there.
Yeah. Man, fuck this thing. It's my beautiful dream.
Your $6 dream?
I'm gonna clip this phone to this heater vent and it's gonna be fucking... good. And it was not good. It was bad.
Vents are just not, they don't offer the strength one needs for cell phone display.
No. They make ones that fit in cup holders, but I use the cup holders. They actually make one that'll fit an iPad in a cup holder, and I've been thinking about that for this fucking hellish endeavor. But, that doesn't seem like a great idea for some reason.
I mean, it's not a great idea, but you should do it.
Okay.
Is what I think.
Do you like electronic dance music?
Yeah, it's the music of the computer generation.
Yeah.
It's the most powerful music there is.
When the rave beat starts, it's, you know, just... I feel like dubstep kind of makes good on the whole fucking computer. Like, there's a... I don't know if it's a lifetime spent with video games, but I just like fucking cool noises.
Yeah.
And oftentimes dubstep will have some cool noises in it that I can latch onto.
I mean, I would say that like 75% of the genre is cool noise.
Yeah.
My problem was with how they apply those noises to try to make music with them. That's maybe where I fall off of it a little bit.
So what you're saying is that you don't like fun.
No, I like the individual parts of fun. I just don't like the fun when it all comes together.
Mm. But then it's like they stop having fun, and then they have a build, and then they drop more fun.
Yeah, it's maybe too much fun.
All right.
We're going to get beverages.
I don't know why that... Oh, not, I didn't ship the park. I was like, why did the car not turn off?
That's one reason.
We're going to go into the gas station and hang out.
Yeah, as one does.
Yeah.
I'm going to take your clip and I'm going to banish it to this side door thing so you guys never seen again.
Yeah, good place for it. Would have been, it's would have been beautiful. If I could have clipped that phone to a thing and seen it, had it not move around. Ugh.
Glory. It's a beautiful dream that will never be realized.
Made a decision today to invest in myself with this taquito. The cryptocurrency of breakfast gas station breakfast foods. Spicy beef.
It's infrastructure week for your stomach.
Yes.
Spicy beef.
They used to have breakfast taquitos. I don't know what the fuck happened. They don't have breakfast food anymore in the morning, which makes me think that someone's coming in at like 5 a.m. and buying it all. And they're like, well, I guess breakfast time's over. Time to put out these shitty cheeseburgers and these amazing taquitos.
Breakfast is illegal now.
Oh, man. But I like breakfast.
Then you're an outlaw.
If breakfast is outlawed, only outlaws will have breakfast.
Mm-hmm.
You can have my French toast when you pry it from my cold, dead hands. I'd rather be judged by 12 than carried by Eggs Benedict. U.S. out of my uterus. Okay. Oh.
I don't know.
You heard of this guy?
No, no, I guess I have. Guy?
Doesn't it make you just want to answer your phone?
So that it will stop?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I was somewhat surprised that Crazy Frog did not really show up on my Spotify rankings. As he's become so dominant.
Algorithm because he's too popular.
It's probably what it
breaks,
is.
Breaks everyone's
thing.
It's
all thing. Politics, man.
Yeah. The story wouldn't be interesting because it would just all be Crazy Frog
right.
for everyone.
Yeah. Like, what did you listen to 2011? Crazy Frog. What did you listen to 2012? Crazy Frog. And so on down the line.
My thing was extra uninteresting because I've only had Spotify since, like, 2017.
I had it at the beginning of the decade and then got it, like, 2 years ago again.
Yeah.
Hip-hop. This is one of those guys that's always rapping about comic book movies and video games and shit.
I'm trying to think of a particular artist or piece of music that has aged more poorly from when I really genuinely liked it as a kid.
Yeah.
And Eminem is the only thing I can think of that ranks highly enough to count.
Yeah.
Everything Eminem has ever done is fucking incredibly grating to me now. Despite the fact that I genuinely really liked Eminem for at least 2 albums.
Yeah.
And that is Black Widow.
Yeah.
I think he is specific. He was specifically attuned to the angsty white teen of circa 1999 to 2002.
Absolutely.
And absent that, I no longer have anything to latch onto with him.
I album devoted a significant amount of time to talking shit about people who didn't like his last album.
Ah, the sign of a successful, yeah, happy artist.
Seems like a real, real healthy path to be on.
Secretary, can there possibly be? How many covers of this could there possibly be?
I bet it's more than you, I bet it's more than you think.
Honest to God, until you guys brought it up this year, I had completely forgotten that song existed for like 20 years.
Yeah.
And it's really upsetting that you brought this back.
I like this song.
And don't you fucking don't. Come on.
I like this song.
God damn it.
Again, sometimes songs are good songs. Sometimes songs have cool noises in them.
Man, I can't. You're dead right that this is absolutely one of the worst fucking songs ever written.
No, they're wrong.
No, it is awful.
I felt so betrayed. Because when that song came up, I was like, yeah, we're all going to love this song. And then when everyone, one by one, was like, no, fuck you, I was like, wow. Wow.
Did you ever see an elephant fly?
Well, I seen a horse fly.
Ah, I seen a dragon fly.
I seen a house fly.
Yeah, I seen all that, too. I seen a peanut stand. I heard a rubber band. I seen a needle that winked its eye. But I be done seen about everything when I see an elephant fly.
Do you like Christmas music?
I didn't until now.
Secretary, just relatively recently, in the grand scheme, I told her I liked it, and she said, oh yeah, of course you like it, it's fucking weird. You just like it because it's weird. Like, she was not even on board.
I mean, that is why you like it, right?
I mean, I guess. I mean, it's a weird... I like the idea that Paul McCartney said, fuck it, and that's what came out. Like, that whole album has, like... There's a few different things like that I feel that way about on there. I like it. I don't think it's worth delving into the why.
Yeah. I mean, look, sometimes music just hits you a certain way.
Yeah.
Whether it should or not. Even if any sane person would listen to it and immediately experience just an overwhelming sense of revulsion, sometimes you're not that person.
Yeah. Well, I mean, think about, you know, also the idea of that song coming out in 1980 from a former, you know.
Yeah.
songs.
I mean,
like, look, it is a wild thing.
A lot of Paul McCartney's post-Beatles output is just all over the fucking place.
Totally. That is, yes. Being married has taught me that. Like, wow, yeah. This shit is fucking everywhere. Like,
there are some bangers.
He's like, oh yeah, no, I did some this fucking orchestral shit under a different name, and then I did this song for Destiny, and then we did this song for Kanye West, and then this.
Oh, I forgot about the fucking Destiny song.
Yes, right?
God damn it.
Yeah, right? And then I did these fucking Skype rings, and also I put out a song I believe it was this calendar year. What is that? His new album has a song on it called Fuh You. It's just like, dude, like, and he just says, I just want to fuck you. I'm like, dude, come on. You didn't need to do this, man. This is filthy.
I think
or just say it.
Here's the thing. Paul McCartney can get away with whatever he wants for the rest of his life because he was a Beatle. That's what we afford those four people and their various musical offspring.
Not Ringo.
Ringo continues to be allowed to succeed in his own little corner over there. He can do
about,
his thing.
About the drugs he does not do anymore.
Yeah.
It makes me want to kill myself.
Yeah, it's fair. I think that is somewhat unjustified because even some of the songs they wrote in the Beatles were pretty fucking bad.
Yeah.
I don't know. Playing that Beatles Rock Band stream again, I forgot that some of those, especially some of those Paul songs later in era, like, have that kind of carte blanche to do whatever you want forever. I don't think that's healthy. I don't think that's good for an artist.
No, that's not. That's like zero criticism. Like, certainly there are people out there with constructive criticism for Paul McCartney's album.
Sure.
I'm sure someone is putting in that work, right?
But he will never have to care.
No.
Because it will neck his bottom line.
Right, yeah.
He will forever have enough album sales to do whatever he wants for the rest of his life.
Yeah, where he's just like, yes, I'm going to put out a... What? Wow,
I would have been really happy.
That's pure, in a way.
Yeah. I would have been totally satisfied if Paul McCartney had just been comfortable at a certain point saying, I'm just going to tour. I don't need to make more new music.
Sure.
Because he's still a really good performer.
Yeah.
I saw him when we were doing Beatles Rock Band. He came through and he played at fucking Fenway. And not really expecting to be, like, knocked over by it or anything, I went. And I was like, no, this is actually pretty fucking incredible.
Yeah.
He has a really good band and he is really good. And also, he apparently still plays game footage behind him during his sets.
Totally. He does. It's true.
I just don't want to hear any of the music he's making now.
As someone who has heard the music he's making now, I'll say some of it, not necessarily bad.
Right.
It's just not vital.
I think a lot of it's boring.
Yeah. Not really necessary.
Yeah.
I ended up liking Wings a little bit.
Wings?
And Wings.
There's like three or four songs from Wings in there. Mm-hmm. It's like, you know, Band on the Run and fucking Hell in Wheels and that shit.
Yeah. Nope.
Yeah. Pop, how is that different?
There's no law. Off-brand kids bop.
Okay.
They're like, fuck it, we're gonna cover this Aaron Carter song. You like hip hop? All I gotta do is get my parents out. Should I say anything? Mom, Dad, yo, why is it Friday night? Have you seen Aunt Jo? And don't worry about staying out too long. Don't fuss over me. I'll be fine. Have a good time. The doorbell rings because the party's here. I'm cracking up the stereo like it's New Year's. Walking around the house like who's the man? Everybody do it like Eric King. First on the floor, that's me. I only will accept this if they found another shitty little kid named Aaron to sing this.
Yeah. What's a Rooney?
It's the principal in Ferris Bueller.
Okay. I think that guy's canceled.
Okay, well, all principals probably should be, you know. Like, there's probably a vocal performance you put over this of Maneater that you're like, okay, but this is fucking not it.
Not even close. Yeah, fucking sure. Why not?
Yeah. Actually, don't want to listen to the song.
No, of course you don't.
Especially if we could be listening to Sharon Lois and Bram.
Y'all in the chat can't see my head going back and forth, but I am swaying to this jam.
Thanks out to Sharon, wow, Lois, and Bram.
No, yeah, yes. Fuck Bram.
Oh, yeah, you're right. Fuck Bram. Cool, I love it's the hot poppers. Why it's greased like this? Fuck this. Convinced that this woman's name is not really Robin Adele Anderson, that it's really just an SEO scam. Really Robin Adele Anderson, that it's really just an SEO scam. Robin Adele Anderson, that it's really just an SEO scam.
Honestly, that's...
I would have heard...
I don't like this.
No, it's bad. You're right to not like it, because it's bad.
I don't like how overwhelmingly swing she, her whole presentation is.
Yeah, that's the whole thing.
That's the whole thing.
That's the whole thing.
I don't think I like that.
No, it's not good.
I don't know what postmodern jukebox is. I keep seeing people mention this.
It's. I think that woman might be affiliated with it.
Okay.
But it is fucking... dog shit fucking swing ass covers of fucking songs.
Okay. I don't think people should do that.
Not always swing, I think, but generally in that vein of fucking trash. We're entering the darkness.
Oh no.
Or no, we're through it. Like, we're...
Yeah. All right.
Oh, man. Okay, this is probably going to be about a video game. Just got a feeling.
I would have to imagine.
Sekiro, then. so fucking much.
It sucks butt.
It's fucking so fucking awful.
I don't even like this style of, like, rap when it's about something.
Yeah, no.
Like, when it's actually by someone who does this style of rap. I hate it.
I get it. My running theory is that all the people doing this shit now are really big Fort Minor fans. And I feel like that's not Mike Shinoda's fault, but I feel like he set off a thing in a direction
that
a lot of these guys just have a flow that you can trace back to that.
That's fair, but at the same time, Mike Shinoda's shit never sounded that obnoxious.
No, definitely
ever.
No.
Not even at the worst time.
It's not a knock against Mike Shinoda. Because I think that Fort Minor album is really good.
Yeah, it's solid as hell. It's just something, like you said, the way it's been applied by other people.
By these fucking idiots.
Mike Shinoda is blameless.
No, totally. Fuck me, man.
Somewhere. This has the vibe of like
seven more minutes of this.
Yeah. If like some old-timey fucking scratchy record vocals were coming over this, it would be like a middle track on a Moby album.
Yeah. Change.
Okay. You gave it. It didn't work. All right. Let's see what we're doing here.
Yeah.
Hell yeah. I love shit that rocks.
Yeah. I love anime. It seems like it's destined. It seems like it almost has to be an anime theme song, right?
Definitely feels like it's in that neighborhood, yes. Oh, yeah.
Mr. Magician, your cat Snugglepuss is so lovely. How did he become a magician's cat? Paul asked. Well, it's quite a long story, and if you'll all sit down, I'll tell it to you all, the great magician replied.
It sounds like Michael Caine
Once
drunk.
Once upon a day, there lived a big black cat called Snugglepuss in a town called Nowhere.
What?
The town of Nowhere wasn't anywhere at all.
What?
But it was somewhere. Otherwise, it could have not been called Nowhere.
Come on, man.
Snugglepuss lived in a big, eerie-looking house next to a small river which flowed through the town of Nowhere, which seemed to flow somewhere, but nobody knew where it came from or where it went to. The people that lived in Nowhere didn't seem to go anywhere, even though they would have liked to go somewhere. Nowhere, anywhere, somewhere.
I find this narrative very hard to follow.
Third base!
This is not third base.
While he was scheming, I was beaming, and his beamer just beaming. Can't believe that I call my man cheating.
At least she can kind of sing.
Yeah.
Which a lot of these other cover bands don't necessarily have that.
You looking for an a cappella version of that song from Portal?
Yeah, you know, I feel like the core version of this song is just like, it wasn't whimsical enough.
Yeah.
It wasn't white enough.
Yeah, we'd drag this asshole in and have him do a version.
Somewhere, or are they just straight up doing the song?
I don't know. I assume they're just gonna do the song, unless it's an instrumental.
It does feel like the vocals should have probably kicked in by now.
That helps make it classy, you know.
Yeah. Maybe you could do some sort of, like, Thanksgiving-themed rap over this.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, good, the chieftains.
Yeah.
Farms have a lot of animals that play. Let's match the right sounds to the ones they say.
Oh, shit! This type of shit would be better if it had a bunch of ad-libs in it.
Yep. I agree.
Like a little bit of... Woo-wee!
Brah!
Yeah.
See, that I like the way that sucked.
Yeah, Hip Hop Harry is,
That was at least the right kind of stupid.
Yeah, the quality television show.
Suck my ass! Suck my fucking ass!
You like comedy? You like music?
I don't like anything anymore.
Okay. Yeah, alright, it's working. God damn it, man.
What is with all this Christmas shit?
I fucking... It's December.
Oh, thank God it's the Home Alone version.
Yeah, that's...
God, hey, she's back.
Fuck me.
Your favorite person.
Fuck.
I think I've come to realize, as I've gotten older and more understanding of, like, my likes and dislikes.
Yeah.
Is that while I dislike musicals as a whole,
uh-huh.
very few rare exceptions.
Yeah.
The only thing I hate more than just, like, a straight-laced normal musical is someone's edgy, weird take on a musical. Someone trying to subvert the musical by doing something kind of edgy and, like, look how fucking outlandish and fucking underground we can be.
Yeah, yeah.
And Repo the Genetic Opera falls extremely into that.
1,000%.
Into that category. The only one of those I have ever not hated is Rocky Horror Picture Show, and anyone who has ever tried to do a riff on that in the subsequent years, I think should be tried at the Hague.
Ooh, I hate Rocky Horror Picture Show.
I know.
Some of the positions I held in my 20s have softened. That is not one of them.
That's fair. I completely understand anyone's aversion to that thing. I have certain fond memories of Rocky Horror Nights at the Phoenix, so it's just... It's a
like,
thing
how many of those had anything to do with the film?
I, like, am I going to sit down and watch the film at any, like, any given time? No. Not really.
Yeah.
I think the film is enjoyable enough, but I'm probably never going to watch it again.
Yeah.
But yeah, Repo, the Genetic Opera, can fucking eat it.
Someone should take, like, the Sing Star or, you know, carry, like someone should make a microphone video game that is just you watching Rocky Horror and shouting out the right dumb shit at the right time. And getting scored on it.
I like it.
Yeah, no, this song
is... This is just Massive Attack.
Yeah, this is just a good song. It's too good for this playlist.
Please respect the sanctity of the bad music playlist by not putting good music on it. That is my call to action for all of you at home.
Here we go.
This isn't smooth.
Or is it?
Is this a different Santana? Is this like Larry Santana?
Yes. Hey, I'm Jim Santana.
Yeah, this did not need to happen.
No, it definitely didn't.
Ah,
The Genuine Article.
This is what I've been waiting for.
A great song performed by great artists.
Uh-huh. Hell yes.
When it all comes together, it's just...
Football playlist Russia.
Yeah.
Again, a good song.
Nice to have a brief respite.
Gulags for all of you.
Yep. Okay. Oh, this is probably good.
Is it the Santa Cruz Joker?
Let's hope. Period. You are now listening to the coldest nigga, period. Why so serious? Why so serious? You are now listening to the coldest nigga, period.
It's really fun when you imagine this being rapped by the version of the Joker that's coming to Mortal Kombat 11.
Yeah.
Yeah, I need to know.
song is not really Living Hemlock, it's the name of the artist and song.
Nope. Not especially.
Like he had written this song and then said, well, what if I call it, what if I change the beginning of it and then name it Why So Serious? More people will listen to it, right?
Again, SEO play.
Uh-huh. Did you learn anything on the internet?
Nothing of value.
Yeah.
Just a guy that raps. That's it.
Just a guy that raps.
Heavy's cover of Sledgehammer.
Yeah. It knows how bad we need it.
There, I fixed it.
Thanks.
That's that pure uncut shit.
Yeah.
Again, good music. Actually, you know, fuck it. Let's just listen to Wings of a Butterfly. Let's just fucking listen to Wings of a Butterfly.
Him broke up, right?
I think so, yeah. I hate that I know that, but yeah, I think they did.
I feel like there was some sort of, like,
they did like a last tour, I think, like a couple years ago.
Got one on my ankle. And then on my other ankle it says Viva La Bam.
I forget what the series was called, but there was that Viceland series a year or two ago where they were just, it was like a skate documentary series. They just like did an episode on one skater each episode.
Yeah.
The Bam episode is sad for a number of reasons, but one of the funnier parts is everyone interviewing other skaters about his love of him and how much they used to make fun of him about it.
Yeah.
everyone's like, yeah, the heartogram, man. I don't know. Hey, if that's what you're into, that's cool, I guess. It was just a very objectively funny band for, like, a pro skater to be super into.
Yeah. Well, like, he made them prominent in this country. Well, prominent. I mean,
prominent.
Yeah, he made them notable in this country.
Yes.
No one would have heard of him if not for Bam Margera. I wonder if there's like a fucking email address I can now hit up and be like, yes, I need research purposes. I need you to send me all the episodes of Viva La Bam from the Viacom library. I need all the original episodes of The State and Syphil and Ollie for reasons unwatermarked.
Please send me every episode of Beavis and Butthead, not the DVD versions. The ones that have the music videos in them. You fucking assholes. No, I am not going to tell you why I need them.
I need all the original You Can't Do This on Television tapes.
Yes. Do you have any of the episodes of Dead at 21 anywhere in there? I need this now. Do not ask questions.
VHS tape with a fucking pint glass sitting on top of it. Someone's office like, oh, they're around here somewhere. Oh, yeah, here, Dead at 21. Yeah.
They're just sitting in fucking Jack Noseworthy's basement.
Yeah. I seem to remember... I can't remember who it was that told me. It was either Shane or, like, Jeff Castaneda. That said that actually they could straight up get their hands on that shit. Like, from a library. But that was, I think that was, like, he was literally, Jeff was actually at MTV.
Yeah.
And he was like, yes, I could actually completely get all the episodes of Syphil and Ollie. Like, yes, that's something I could theoretically do. Not for you, but yes, something that could theoretically be done. Could not give them out.
Oh, yeah, they have those libraries.
Yeah,
Exhaustively archived somewhere, I'm sure. Yeah. It's just that they can't ever do anything with that shit as it is uncut, because all that music licensing stuff
fucks
them completely.
But
I guess the Syphil and Ollie shit would be pretty free of that, right? They didn't really have much.
It had a lot. It had them doing covers of songs in a lot of cases. And they did have videos that would play. They did play some videos.
Okay.
No, you know what? They did a... Maybe they didn't play any videos ever. Or maybe they recut some of the episodes to take up more time and then just threw videos in the middle of them.
It's possible.
But, like, they cover, like, Blister in the Sun and stuff like that. Like,
right.
You know, they do...
Shit, they'd have to license.
Yeah, they do bits that would have to come out.
Everything by Starship sucks.
Starship sucks so much.
Yeah.
I feel like if my legacy ended up being got fired for releasing high quality rips of uncut episodes of The State onto the internet.
Worst ways to go out.
I could be okay with
that. Yeah.
Did it for the culture.
The world needed to know.
These shitty VHS rips will not stand.
The one I find really vexing is that they never put out Jackass as the proper series, ever. They did DVD sets, but it was all just like, here's most of the bits divorced from the episodes.
Oh, weird.
Then they did another DVD that was like the lost shit, but it was just like the other shit that was like cut out of the fucking whatever DVD release they did.
Weird. I was not a big Jackass watcher.
Given your love of Bam Margera, that's surprising to me.
Yeah. It was all... That was all from the CKY DVDs, but it never led to me, like...
The first season, they had a lot of the CKY shit on there.
Yeah.
After that, they kind of stopped using that.
I liked the Jackass film.
Yes. The first two Jackass movies are quite funny. The third one is... They get a little too far with it.
And vocal performance of a very funny song. Right out of the gate, you can tell.
I'm already laughing.
I'm ready to laugh.
For.
This song saying roadkill is not her thing.
Like, who is this for?
People who like roadkill? People don't like roadkill? Both types, there are two types of people in this world.
Roadkill eaters and not roadkill eaters?
Maybe this is about Overwatch. Somehow.
Saying she's about to go whole hog.
Yeah. This song's also about roadkill. Fucking Patreon guy?
I have no idea. This is like one of those Just Two Things t-shirts, but music.
Yeah.
What up, Gackt?
Yo, Gackt in the house. I'm Gackt, what's good? What you doing? Chilling. Dope. I'm Gackt.
That's my Gackt impression.
It's pretty good.
Been working on it.
I think you're just about there.
Yeah.
Trying to say about Kid Koala here by including it here.
I don't know.
I will not abide Kid Koala slander.
This seems completely appropriate to be here, though.
Yeah. This should be here.
Best of Belgian dance. The deadliest dance of them all.
We're going to Bruges to dance the dance of death.
Fuck this, man.
Rest of my life is so hard. I need a photo opportunity. I want a shot of redemption. Don't want to end up a cartoon.
I think over the last couple of years, you know, I've come to realize that I really don't like the original version of this song either.
No, it's a bad song.
Yeah, I think I was always kind of indifferent about, like, oh, yeah, I don't know, Chevy Chase. In the video, fucking dancing around, whatever.
Paul Simon really sucks.
Yeah, I think Paul Simon might really suck.
He really sucks.
And also, like, isn't he, like, a super asshole?
Yes, on top of that, yeah. He's also a shithead. I think he's somewhat notoriously for just, like, lifting music from, like, songwriters that come around and, like, try to help him collaborate on stuff.
Very cool. Very cool, Paul Simon.
Uh-huh. I'd rather listen to this than Paul Simon.
Yeah.
Anime.
You like that anime?
I do now.
Also, this playlist has done for me, it's really locked in a real deep level of hatred for Dave Matthews.
Yeah, I can see it.
Like, it really, it honed that up and mm-hmm. reminded me of that. Like,
made
oh,
it razor
right.
sharp.
Yeah. Like, fuck this dude. Fuck his fucking voice.
Nah, man, you just don't understand Dave, man. Yeah. You don't understand the connection he has to his fans and his audience.
See, like this song, it just occasionally says elephant.
Mm-hmm.
And then it has laser noises.
Yeah.
And a sound that sounds like a fucking hydraulic lift. Lifting something up to a platform run through a guitar pedal.
Was this taped off the radio?
Probably. Taped off the radio, then uploaded directly to Spotify.
Is that why you also like Crazy Frog? It's just a lot of weird noises.
No, that's... I don't... I just like Crazy Frog. Because my brain is broken.
You and the entirety of Europe, apparently.
Yeah. This guy punching this traffic light.
Just letting it know who's boss.
Yeah.
Touching that motorcycle, touching that parking thing.
That's right. Walk around touching things today.
It's how he's asserting dominance over those things.
Oh, now he's fucking ducking into the background and can leap out and break this woman's neck. No? Okay.
I don't know what this guy is doing. Not sure what his whole deal is.
Yeah. He's got something going on. Like, Serena Altschul should be talking to him about Angel Dust.
About Illy?
Yes. I just like this song.
Sure.
Nice little song. You can listen to it and go, yeah, alright, yeah. Yeah. I am okay.
It's got a good groove.
Yeah.
GDC 2020, Death Stranding AI Postmortem. Okay.
That seemed... that. I'm sitting here thinking about the AI of Death Stranding and thinking if that's something that you, like, you would do a postmortem on. Like... am I missing something? I mean, the mules just kind of run at you. Like, the enemy, the other characters just kind of...
there's really not much going on there at all.
So I'm trying to think if there's some other use of AI.
I mean, unless there's some sort of AI algorithm that's, like, used for the multiplayer stuff.
Yeah, like, that would be...
that's more interesting.
That's the postmortem I would be interested in seeing.
Yeah, because, like, the actual character AI in that game is fucking dumb as hell.
Development of Borderlands 3. Seamlessly Iceland-inspired post-apocalyptic wasteland of the United States, this talk explores the unique challenges in building characters that can realistically exist and move through a world where the environment is unapologetically unforgiving. Wonder how the team survived and overcame the world's worst nav mesh.
All right.
Okay, so I guess that makes sense. If you gotta have characters that fucking handle that terrain.
Ah. The thing is, they don't really.
They just don't put characters in.
Like, all the mule zones are kind of flat. And the couple of times I saw them try and get around, like, a big gap or a hill or something, they kind of didn't really know what to do with it.
And also player-created structures, that was the other... Development of Borderlands 3, airing the dirty laundry.
Please no. Please just wash the laundry and never speak of it again.
This isn't going to be pretty, and you should expect a level of transparency not often found in public speaking affairs.
No. Is Randy giving the talk?
No. It's the creative Paul. Sage, is it?
No. Is this a cover of the X-Pac
theme? This seems like a cover. This is definitely a cover.
One, I'm surprised we haven't heard more wrestling music on this.
There is quite a bit of it on the playlist. It's just,
hasn't come up.
Luck of the draw.
Second of all, whoever found covers of wrestling music, you are a true garbage archaeologist.
Also, they called their wrestling cover band Big Show Outlaws, which feels real...
That's about how much effort they put into this song, too.
X-Pac! Yeah, you can't read.
You're gonna kick your ass.
You can't read, boy.
You're gonna kick your ass.
X-Pac.
Oh man, game rankings is shutting down.
CBS's game rankings?
Yeah.
Yeah.
December 9th.
It's true. I heard about that a little while ago. I want you to turn that off. We're here.
All right.
Thank you, everyone. We'll see you later.